Well, let's get right to it. Let's go to Communist China to see what it is that the corrupt means to establish right here in America. It's called the Chinese Social Credit System. The system is a governmental-led initiative that assigns citizens and businesses a score based, get this, on their behavior and compliance with laws and regulations. Now, according to the Chinese government, this system is premised on the philosopher Confucius. I'm not making it up. This system claims to aim and reward positive behavior and punish negative behavior through various measures. In other words, they are rewarded or punished according to their allegiance and submission to their master, the state. While the U.S. does not have a formal social credit system in the same way as China, it does have mechanisms to track and address various issues related to credit worthiness and compliance, at least thus far. Let's take a look at how this system is used in China today, and please pay attention to the details. Businesses and individuals with a bad social credit score face several potential punishments. And because of this public nature of the blacklist system, people and organizations with low credit could face restrictions from certain luxuries like travel and lodgings. However, the challenges of low social credit also extend to basic needs like school and employment. Travel bans. People with low social credit ratings often face restrictions from traveling by plane or train in China. The travel ban also extends to traveling overseas to stop people with bad social credit from leaving the country. School bans. Those with a low social credit score may face school bans for their children. Schools and universities deny students whose parents have violations on their social credit score, such as high debt. Hotel bans. Similar to the travel ban, certain hotels ban individuals with low social credit scores. Hotel bans hinder people's ability to travel for work or tourism and limit freedom to move throughout the country. Internet throttling. People with low credit scores may also face slower internet speeds as a penalty. Internet throttling impacts an individual's ability to apply for jobs, communicate with others, and access information online. Career obstacles. Individuals with low social credit scores may face career challenges in China. Companies consult blacklists before hiring, and some positions in government are restricted to those who meet a social credit threshold. Public shame. Given the public nature of the social credit system and blacklist, people with poor credit often face public shaming. Regulators have encouraged naming and shaming practices, harming individuals' social standing and preventing businesses from growing. Sound familiar, friends? Because much of this was tested on the American people during the pandemic. Remember, this is also in the works in America through different unconstitutional measures and avenues. Now, before concluding, do contemplate that our rights come from the Lord, not the generosity of the state. What is it that we can observe here? This government of ours is a limited representative government, and it has clearly gone rogue. If they are not criminally trying to remove cash to create a cashless system in order to wield control over your lives, they are simultaneously attempting to create a social credit score system just like that of China. The blatant usurpations in acting outside of their representee scope of... Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just staying on our game here, friends, pressing the point until we see it through. That's what the bad guys are doing, and we better learn the lesson ourselves, friends, because we're those that are obeying the law, not breaking the law. They mean to invert the truth and create about lawlessness by using the law against the law. Well, I'm using the law and educating the people as to what they should do with the bad guys. Okay? Judgment establishes righteousness. And without the law being enforced, it's never going to happen. Isaiah 51, verse 4. And we need to learn that lesson, because if we don't, it's going to come back and it's going to sweep us away. 21:7 of Proverbs. What am I talking about? Look at this, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe to that page and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. What I'm highlighting right now on our affiliates, friends, is the People's Voice highlights the fact that Norway's 54-year-old COVID vaccine rollout czar, whatever you want to call them, however they say it over there, died suddenly. Let me say it again. Norway's 54-year-old COVID vaccine rollout czar dies suddenly. The rollout guy. See, folks, it shows you that even those that are doing the biddings of the bad guys are expendable. Are you listening to me, bad guys? Because it applies to all of us. You know, there's nobody that's exempt from judgment. There's nobody exempt from reaping what we sow in this life. There is absolutely nobody on this planet, because it is a fixed law in spiritual matters. You reap what you sow. The world calls it karma. We understand exactly where the world gets it from, because it starts in the church, and we need to educate the people that, again, what you sow is exactly what you're going to reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 9. Now, outside of the fact that we have these expendable ones that are just doing their job, it's also interesting to note how this is affecting innocent people. And what am I talking about? Well, if you look at the innocent people, friends, we have Toby Atwood. I'm highlighting her right now. Died suddenly worldwide. Student athlete at Thiel College died suddenly at 21 years old. And of course, the doctors, they say, they're just dumbfounded. They're confounded. They don't know what's going on. Nope, what they're doing is smear campaigns, folks. And what they're doing is they're saying now the cause of all of these explosions concerning side effects like cancer, and the list goes on. We just don't know where that's coming from. But instantly and miraculously and out of nowhere, here comes the big pharma companies having a resolve, which is not to heal, but to only prop up, giving you a medicine to go ahead and medicate you to death concerning the issues that were caused by the said experimental jab. Isn't that crazy? Here, I want to say this. For those that are in Western medicine today, and they continuously do the things that they do, you do need to understand that they are accomplices concerning what's going on here. Because they all the well know what is going on. There's nobody that has eyes and ears on this planet that does not realize the fallout concerning the plandemic that was created over 4 and 5 years ago. And by the way, for decades, they were teeing that up until they pushed the green light just to test the people, and the people went right along with it to their own demise. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, and that's exactly what happened. I'm not done, though. South Dakota State football player Nate White dies at 20 years old. Folks, these are just the handful that I've received just today concerning all of the people that are passing away from these experimental jabs. Now, again, just let me tell you what the word says. In Leviticus 17:11, it says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. In the blood. And the Bible says that you're not supposed to mix seed. Leviticus 17:11, 19:19 as well. You're not supposed to mix. Now, if the enemy comes along and he wants to steal, kill, and destroy, where's he going to go? He's going to go to the bloodline. Hey, guess what, friends? I just want to let everybody know. Here's a little warning sign for you and an educational sign. Put that up against Hosea 4:6. The government doesn't have any delegated authority from the people to force vaccinate anybody to make their buddies in big pharma billions and billions of dollars. They don't have the authority, no constitutional authority, to tell me or you that we better put a needle in our arm and inject our blood with poison, because if we don't, this is what's going to happen to us. No, you don't subject yourself to that. Hey, folks, the burden of proof lies on them, not on you. And guess what? They don't have any constitutional authority, because nobody in their right mind in this country ever gave them a delegated authority to go ahead and impose threat to their lives through a said vaccination. Isn't that interesting? Most people don't think about that. But again, I'm highlighting the fact that more and more and more people are dying because people don't want to listen to what the Lord has to say. You listen to anybody and everybody. We had Dr. Tenpenny on the show years ago warning the people, don't take it, because if you do, you can't untake it. And she was exactly right. And of course, she was censored. Mainstream media and big tech companies, along with the corruption in the halls of government, said, you know what, censor anybody that says what we're doing is criminal or unsafe. And the American people and people worldwide went along with it. And many of them did it because they didn't want to lose their job, which in fact, their jobs were never threatened by it. But they took the fear, or the counsel of men, because of the fear of man, which at the end of the day brings a snare. And it's exactly what it's done. It's brought a snare. And sad to say, there's a lot of innocent people that are still dying from these shots, folks. Now listen, and by the way, how could it be otherwise, right? Really, how could it be otherwise? I mean, the people are lied to all day long. And if you ask the average Joe at a grocery store, at a convenience store, at a gas station, at a restaurant, do you believe the media is lying to you? 9 times out of 10, if not 10 times out of 10, they're going to tell you, well, you know, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I don't trust them. I think they're lying. But who did they listen to in order to take the experimental jabs? And that's what's absolutely insane to me. But anyways, with that aside, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page, folks. It's an award-winning site. The media continuously attacks us because of the information. We have those like the Sons of Issachar who know the times. They're a part of bringing about the resolve that the people claim that they want in this country. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, if you go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, what you do need to understand, folks, is we also have educational videos, up to 150 to 200 of them for you on just one platform, to educate the people and bringing about resolve to the issues that we face lawfully and biblically. And first biblically, then lawfully, however you want to take that, because they both are applicable one to another. We're going to take a quick break. sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. again, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob at wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go back, and this is something that I said I was going to cover yesterday, because there's much that we can add to this conversation before we get to the main topic here. And it has to do with the Zionism that they're selling to you today. Do you guys know that you were warned about this Zionist movement a long, long time ago in this country? And the representatives were trying to warn us about what's going on right now. You know, the Israel, modern day Israel. And it's important that I keep pounding on this nail, friends, until people get it, because I know they've lost the narrative, but I just want to substantiate and affirm their stance and understanding in detail as to how it is that they're being lied to by those that are basically promulgating a fraud. Again, trying to be something that they are not. Well, let's do this. Let's go back to 1965, okay? I'm sorry, I got 1995, forgive me. And I believe it's older than that. But there was a lot of people in the country that were trying to blow the trumpet, Ezekiel 33, concerning the lies concerning Zionism as to how your government and who your government's being controlled by right now, because it's not we the people. You've been hijacked, Americans. You've been hijacked. I want to go over to this individual, and I want you to listen to what he has to say, because he has a very articulate way of saying what needs to be said. His name is Stokely Carmichael. And again, I'm going to go back to 1968, because I believe it's safe to say that's when he said this. It was republished again in 1995. But again, we were warned concerning modern-day Israel, Jacob Rothschild's Israel that he created through the Balfour Declaration. Forgive me, the Balfour Declaration. It's one word, Balfour, B-A-L-F-O-U-R, Declaration. And again, we need to pay attention to what people have been trying to warn us of for a long time in this country, because now it's at our front door. And these people are encroaching upon us. And if you want the truth of the matter, that's all you have to do is ask them. But they're coinciding. They're saying the same things concerning those that have been trying to warn us about those that are telling us out of their own mouths of what they're guilty of. Let's listen to Stokely Carmichael and see what he has to say about Zionism.
Philosophy which has brought about the state of Israel, the so-called state of Israel.
So-called.
This political philosophy has nothing to do with religion. On the contrary, it seeks to confuse others and let them think that Zionism and Judaism is one and the same. I am a conscious African. I know properly my history. I know that Africa gave Judaism to the world. I know that the first Jews in the world were Africans. Not only do I know this, but I inform everyone who has doubts about it to read a book by Sigmund Freud entitled Moses and Monotheism as a Beginning. Consequently, I know that Judaism and Zionism are not the same. Zionism had its first organization expressions in 1897 in Basel, Switzerland, in Europe. Here was a man by the name of Theodor Herzl, H-E-R-Z-L. He was the founder of Zionism. He said that he was going to find the state that God promised the Jews. Listen to this very carefully. This man, Herzl, was an atheist. He believed that there was no God. He said God did not exist. Now, how is it that a man who believes that God does not exist is going to find a state that God promised to his chosen people?
Exactly. Are you listening to this? Listen to the contradiction. You got to kind of, you know, chew up the meat and spit out the bones a little bit. But what he's saying here in context with what he's talking about concerning those that were the founders of modern day Israel, he's exactly right. He said they don't believe in God. Mr. Herzl doesn't. He goes, so how is it that a man that doesn't believe in God establishes a country through the help of the Rothschilds, ask them, right, to basically sell to the world that they're the chosen people of God? That's not confusing. That makes perfect sense. But this was what was being laid to the people, the American people, back in the 1960s. How is it that you're taking this as a chosen people of God? And if you look to the founders, you're going to understand they didn't believe in God. Well, that's exactly, there's no better way to confuse the people than to do just that. And that's exactly why people are confused, because they're taking it for face value that they're the chosen of God when in fact they're not. And again, just to reaffirm where people are at today, as I said earlier, they've lost the narrative. But again, it was one of those things that we've been warned about for a long, long time. And you got to listen, folks, because as I said yesterday, you're always going to find the devil in the details. And that's what Stokely Carmichael is highlighting right here back in the 1960s. Let's listen to the rest of this.
This man is Satan in disguise. Zionism is a satanic movement. It is devil. It is imperialism. It is
He's
racist.
Exactly
it is
right.
God has taken the lands of the Palestinian people and through terrorism has driven them out. And through terrorism, it maintains its power. And the United States of America, with over 6 million homeless, sends to Israel billions and billions and billions of dollars everywhere to bomb Palestinian people while homeless people are here and unemployed are here. Zionism is going to raise this war and make the people of America become clear to what it is and become anti-Zionist and stop the aid to Israel and use the money to take care of the homeless in this country.
Wow. Whoa, what a prophetic word. Why do you say that? Because did you see what Mr. Con Man Donald Trump just recently said? He said, my people are starting to hate Zionists. They're starting to hate modern-day Israel. Of course, it's not modern-day Israel. That's what Stokely was telling us, folks, back in the 60s. Now, I want to go back to something that I brought up yesterday and the day before, and I wanted to highlight it because I wanted to add to it. Now, what's interesting here is this is Owen Schroer. I don't know him, but what I've seen from him thus far has been pretty good stuff, okay? So, again, I'm just giving you the information. I'm not christening. I'm not trying to take away from anybody. I'm not trying to add to anybody, but I liked what he had to say here because he brings out this goofy, self-proclaimed preacher named Greg Locke. And I want you to listen to this interaction because what it goes to, it goes from Greg Locke trying to use the word of God against the word of God, showing you how confused he is, but he's an adulterer. You all know that, right? So this adulterer that leaves his wife or his secretary wants to point the finger at Jesus Christ when Jesus Christ is condemning his actions. Oh my goodness. First Corinthians 6:9. Oh my goodness, 7th commandment, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, and he's going to tell you what the deal is when he has violated the covenant of God with his wife? Well, you know what, just to add to confusion, he tries to use the word of God with conjecture. He's confused, and so he does, and then here we have none other than Owen Schroer set the trap for Greg Locke, and Greg Locke falls into it headline and sinker. And I got another audio video I want to play for you right after this, because, again, I just want to show the people what the mainstream media is not highlighting. They want you to get behind this Zionist movement, behind Donald Trump, his handlers that are driving Donald Trump, and your said AIPAC handlers over your said Congress, your Senate, the list goes on. They just want you to follow them blindly all the way to the hell in creating a new world order. Which, and when I said a hell, that's exactly what this will become, Psalm 9, 16, and 17. But I want you to see the interaction for yourself. Let's listen to this.
I think the world is turning against Israel not because of a painted picture. I think it's because of the reality. I think it's because of what they're seeing.
They're going to take the Gaza Strip because the Bible fulfills the fact that one day Gaza is going to be repopulated with nothing but Jews. Again, you can't get around that fact.
The Jews, though, but see, this is where you're going to get into a debate. I would bet you, if you did a DNA test for all the Palestinians and a DNA test for all the Israelis, the Palestinians have more actual genetic ties to that landmass than the Israelis, who are mostly Eastern European.
He's exactly right.
If we believe that, which I don't, then we're going to have to say, okay, then God doesn't know what he's doing, and the people that are moving back...
No, I think God knows what he's doing.
...are foolish.
Let me give you a little, little anecdotal evidence here. This is every prime minister of Israel. First one...
Listen carefully.
David Gurion, real name David Grun, born in Poland.
Okay.
Next one,
Again, I just want to make clear, if this is the first time you're listening to this, Owen Schroer right now is basically highlighting the fact that all of the prime ministers from Israel change their name, and they're not Jewish, nor are they from Jacob Rothschild's Israel. Okay? Again, the media is giving it to you completely backwards, friends. This is why they've lost the narrative. How could it be otherwise concerning the information that Owen is bringing to the light here?
Share it. Real name, Mashi Shertok, born in Ukraine. Then Levi Eshkol, real name Levi Skolonik.
They're lying. Everything about him's a lie.
Next one, Yigal Alon, real name Yigal Pikovich, born in the Ottoman Empire, Palestine. Next one, Golda Meir, real name Golda Mabovich, born in Ukraine. Next one, Yitzhak Rabin, first one actually born in Jerusalem, or called Mandatory Palestine Battalion, but first one to be born in actual Jerusalem. Next one, Manachin Begin, real name Mazi Czechslaw Begum.
You can't make this up, people.
Born in Ukraine.
So you really can't.
Almost every single one of them has a fake name, and nearly every single one of them is actually from Eastern Europe. For the sake of the time here, I'm not going to go on.
Yeah.
Even Netanyahu's real name is Milakovsky.
Okay. Now, you guys know that we were on this long ago. But it is refreshing to see when people pick it up and finally start to disperse the information to the American people that needs to be given to the American people. I want to double down on the other side. I'm going to play an audio video for you from a different source highlighting the same exact point, but yet they want you to believe that this is the Israel of God. We all know the truth of the matter now. Praise God. This is what the truth does, folks. This is what the truth does.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to give us a call, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. I just want to double down on what is going on out there right now. Again, as I said, they've lost the narrative. You need to understand that your federal and your state governments are submissive to these Zionists. That's why you're seeing Netanyahu popping up. Mayakovsky is his real name. Another fraud, friends. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. And that's why you see him popping up in government all the time. He's calling the shots. He's extorted your federal and state government representatives. That's exactly, folks, they're installed. As I just met with a state senator this morning, by the way. And in meeting with him, there's folks, just ask some of the said honest representatives the truth of the matter. What's going on inside there? They'll tell you exactly what I'm telling you is true. 100% is true. And to suggest otherwise, when your country's going opposite in the direction, in other words, when you have foreign individuals dictating our said representatives, and you see the direction they're taking us, it's clear as to see who they're working for. And again, it's not the American people. They have sold out. Luke 22:48. I want to go back and double down on this, and then I'll take this phone call from Indiana. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I think he actually throws an expletive in here, a vulgarity. If I'm giving my affiliates a heads up, please, if you can go ahead and cut it out, that's fantastic. I don't know. I'll try to talk over the top of it, and I know it's really quick, but again, the point is valuable that he's making is very pertinent to the topic. And again, I just want to reestablish this so people are solidified when they stand up and say what we're being sold right now is not the truth at all. The opposite is true. This is not the children of God. Again, we are the Israel of God. Let's go ahead and check this out. This is interesting stuff.
Every single Israeli prime minister has a fake name. Did you know that? I was just talking about Ben Gurion. Do you know what his original name is? It's Grun. G-R-U-E-N. He changed it to make it sound more Jewish and sound more Middle Eastern. Do you know what Netanyahu's real name is? It's not Netanyahu, it's Milkovsky. I swear to God, go and look it up. You'll find Milkovsky. That's his real name. Remember what Israelis are. Israelis are European Jews. They don't come from Palestine. But they want to make believe and make you believe that they come from this area, that they are indigenous to the land, that they're so Jewish, right? Even though they have no connection. So they changed their names. Here's another one. Moshe Sharat, his name is Chertok originally. You've got Levi Eshkol. Eshkol was Shklonik. So he changed it from Shklonik to Eshkol. Then you have Yigal Alon, his original name, Pekovitz. Golda Meir, Israel's first female prime minister. Her real name is not Golda Meir, it's Mabovich. More like mad bitch. We have Yitzhak Rabin, right? His name is not Rabin, it's Rubitzov. Are you seeing the pattern? These are Eastern European names. Not Palestinian, not Jewish, not Middle Eastern. They're Eastern Europe.
Folks, are you hearing this? And yet your media is selling to you these fake names, these people that are lying to you, that are dictating what goes on in our country and being submitted to them. They're trying to tell you that these are the children of God. All of you individuals out there that have attacked me since this topic first came up, you can give me a call publicly and apologize at any given time. This is what happens when you take for face value, the mainstream media, they're indoctrinating propaganda for face value. This is exact. Hey, folks, for all of those said evangelicals, for all of those said conservatives and patriots that just went right along with it, and they put up a big flag of what they call the Star of David, which is not a Star of David because it doesn't exist. It's mythology. It's not biblical. I mean, let me ask you this. How easy are the American people to beguile, to deceive? Oh, so simple. So simple. But is there come a point where the people become ashamed for what they have taken as truth from the media that they say they don't believe in? I can't make this up. This kid just knocked it out of the park. And this is the narrative that got out there that shut down what's going on concerning this current administration, who in fact is doing his best to tear down the U.S. Constitution to create a new world order. There's enough information out there now, folks, where nobody can deny it. We're going to take Bill from Indiana. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bill. What say you, my friend?
Thank you. I just called Bradley to encourage you. If you could round up an interview with Owen Schroyer, do it. He works for Alex Jones at InfoWars, but he is a hard-nosed little guy that will go after a story regardless.
Yeah.
He does not pull any punches, and if you can get him, that would be an amazing show for you.
Yep, and I totally appreciate that. How about this, Bill? How about you take the time, you contact Owen. I am being spent in 50 different directions here, guy, and I don't have the time to run anybody down. I'm not being disrespectful, but my goodness, people, it's amazing to me. Someone needs to set that up. If you want someone on the show, listen. The ones that we have reached out to, Charlie Kirk, we've had Greg Locke on the show. We've had Ben Shapiro on the show. We've had other people on the show that need to be challenged for the nonsense that they spew out. And I'll tell you what, when they don't respond to us, then they're open game. Okay. Charlie Kirk right now, he's open game. Another one would be Glenn Beck. I mean, the guy's just goofy. Another one is Mark Levin. The guy's just unconstitutionally filled up with the doctrine of Herodias, and yet he calls himself a man of God, and yet he does just the exact opposite of what Jesus commanded him to stay away from in Mark 8:15. But I just want to say this with all due respect. I'm burnt. I'm being spent on every given second of my day. If my wife just heard that phone call, she'd be indignant. Folks, we need help, right? Isn't that the message here? We're not the savior of mankind. We're trying to get the information out there so the savior can save men. But in the process of doing so, folks, we have to do this together, not by ourselves. We need to do this together. So if you want Owen on the show, Bill, with all due respect, round him up. Here we are. We'd love to have him on. I agree with your assessment of who Owen is thus far. I don't know a lot about him, but I like what I see so far. If anybody knows Charlie Kirk, we'd love to get him on the show, folks. We'd love to get him on the show. That guy's avoiding me like the plague. Same thing with Mike Lindell, avoiding me like the plague. The list goes on, and there's a reason they're avoiding me. If they're avoiding me, folks, that means they're avoiding the law that upholds or that needs to be upheld to keep us free. So if you want to, round them up, have at it. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want to get over to this because it was something that I wanted to highlight yesterday, and I didn't get to it. That's because there's so much information coming at us. We are being inundated. Hey, folks, I know people are really moved by headlines, and if they're appealing and if it's one of those topics that they can entertain because they want a little ear candy, you know, the ones that the Bible tells us of, they heap up teachers to itch their itching ears. Yeah, they love good headlines. Here's the thing. I almost just feel like every day of the week, Bradley Dean Live, Bradley Dean Live, because the fact of the matter is I'm going to be led by the Holy Ghost to the best of my yielded ability, Romans 8:14, and in the process, we're going to hit what matters the most. And I did that yesterday. It kind of gobbled up everything I wanted to talk about yesterday, but it was important, so it was good. Well, we're doing the same thing again, and we're already three quarters through the show today. So I'm going to go ahead and tee this up, and we're just going to take it for a ride and see where it goes concerning the time that we have left. Now, yesterday, moving forward, yesterday we had highlighted the fact that the Grahams, controlled operatives, both Billy and Franklin, 1 Kings 13:33. I'm not shooting those scriptures out there because I'm trying to show everybody how cool I am. No, you need to write them down, and you need to see what they say, and you need to apply them to yourself prayerfully so you can understand how they are set as controlled operatives. They're set as some sort of standard that needs to be followed in the place of Christ as some sort of mediator. No, they are not the mediator. Jesus Christ is the standard, and he is our mediator. And I'll tell you what we have seen through the Grahams and the modern-day professors that have been put up by the mainstream media, you can see the direction that they have taken this country. And I'm not blaming them so much as I am the people that are listening to them and following their every whim, because that's the reason we're in the position that we're in today. Okay, again, Hosea 4:6 comes to my aid. But going back to this, when you look at this, Michael Tate, the Newsboys have been put up by the Christians, a lack thereof. I've been trying to warn the people about this for 25 years. It's not Christianity. It's an effeminate, softened down version of people-pleasing modern-day gospel. It's exactly what it is. It's a different gospel that's brought a curse upon this nation, and these are the ones that have been put up to bring that curse. Read Galatians 1:8 when you get a moment. But Michael Tate and the Newsboys had been put up for decades by both Billy Graham and Franklin Graham, only to find out that this guy right here, again, now we have, including former Evanescence manager, accusing Michael Tate of sexual assault. He's also committed abuse, which is on film. Many younger fans, boys, have come forward concerning Michael Tate, an accusation, an allegation concerning what that Michael did to them. Cocaine use. Oh, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is the tip of the iceberg. I want to bring you over to, during the end of the show here, concerning those professed Christian musicians that are doing tributes to a Satanist named Ozzy Osbourne on the other side. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles."
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. By the way, I have you for 2 hours tomorrow. Have you for 2 hours tomorrow. Speaking of which, I just want to let you know, as the mainstream media attacks our outlets as being discredited, we have won several content awards on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As a matter of fact, I just sent off five more. We do this just for fun, but getting our information out there. We produce videos which are available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We just delivered up five more of them, and three of them have been nominated again. So if you don't have a news source to go to and you just want to lay the axe to the root of the tree and giving you biblical and constitutional answers, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe to that page. Now, I also wanted to give out, while I have a moment here, and give a shout out to KFIR AM 720. From Oregon, Sweet Home Oregon, KFIR AM. I just want to give a shout out to Jason. Thank you for your trust. We totally appreciate you. This is a radio station that picked us up because they lost us from GCN. So we've reclaimed that outlet and we appreciate you guys' trust. Also want to go over to KKCQ AM 1480, KKCQ AM 1480 in Foston, Minnesota, who's been playing our shows as well. Just want to tell you thank you very much. If you're listening to us outside of one of our affiliates, which is found on sonsoflibertyradio.com, please let us know what they are, because we need to have that information so we can make a connection with those particular outlets, regardless if they're antennas or if they're online. It matters not. We just want to know who's distributing and disseminating our information and promulgating and broadcasting our news across the country. Again, we totally appreciate your trust, and we wanted to let everybody know who you are. So let's move fast forward here. So I was just highlighting the fact that Michael Tate's being exposed for more. Okay, they're allegations, but folks, I want to tell you firsthand, from being in the inside out, I can tell you it's exactly spot on. This is what they're promoting. It's not Christian music. It is a compromised, watered down, man-friendly, man-seeking, should I say, the approbation of other men, modern gospel, which has brought a curse upon this nation. And there's nobody better than to actually share this information than, remember Bob Larson? I don't know if you guys remember this guy from the 80s and the 90s. He used to be on AM radio across the country. And he's always had, you know, questions about Christian music and who they are. And he's always pulled them up on their show. And he's always kind of just put them through the grinder to prove them. Because scripture tells us we're supposed to prove them, not just take them for their profession. Right. And Alice Cooper, I don't know if you're aware of this. He's one of those guys that just most recently decided to do a tribute to Ozzy Osbourne. I'm not making this up. This is why people are confused. Ozzy calls himself again the Dark Lord. Being a devil worshiper does have its good points. The 72-year-old rocker equipped as the devil deceived him to take the shot, which at the end of the day killed him. He's bragging about the work of Satan while Satan's undermining him and getting into his bloodline and actually murdering him. I don't know how that works. But for some reason or another, we got people that should know better that are actually doing tributes to Ozzy Osbourne. Here, I want to give you a couple of them real quick. This is Bob Larson. Listen to what he has to say.
Of Ozzy. This past week, the whole world has been talking about the death of Ozzy Osbourne because he embraced satanic themes in so much of his music. Debate has swirled about whether or not he ended up in heaven or hell. I weighed in on that topic, but I've got a lot more to say. A few days after his death, several heavy metal bands, including Alice Cooper, put on a concert in London as a tribute. I respect the fact that Alice Cooper is a confessing Christian, even though his onstage image is macabre and rebellious.
Exactly.
Cooper and I crossed paths once in an airport. He knew who I was and commented that his grandfather, a pastor, had told him stories about demons he had encountered. Alice knows about demons. So since Ozzy called himself the Prince of Darkness, it would seem that Cooper would steer clear of making a hero of Ozzy after
exactly.
his death. You can argue, it's just showbiz. But to me, it's a tragic compromise of faith and folly.
Why? Yeah, it's called idolatry is what it's called here. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and play some audio video of Alice Cooper again. He the guy's self-deceived. Again, put it up against 2 Corinthians 5:17, Romans 12:2, 6:14 of 2 Corinthians, and also go to James 4:4, and put this up concerning those that profess to be Christians by the fruit that they're bearing, because there's quite a difference. There really is. Here's Ozzy.
Ozzy on three. One, two, three. Ozzy!
This is Alice Cooper with all of his makeup on before he goes out onto stage with his dead eyes, dressed like a male witch. Decapitating.
Well, we all
people.
Know that time is going to take
what he
us
says
rockers,
here.
But when the giants fall, it's really hard to accept. Even though, you know, everybody saw it coming with Ozzy, we just took our breath away when it happened. So Ozzy and family, your records and your music and your legend and all that you brought, the humor to the rock business will live on forever.
Biting the heads of bats off, promoting Satanism, riddling their songs and lyrics with Satanism. Now here's Alice Cooper on stage in front of his crowd, showing tribute to Ozzy. Lack of Christianity, friends. Oh, my goodness. The man's in hell right now, screaming out to the people, if I only had another chance to tell you that this place is real and you guys are honoring me for honoring the devil, you guys need to repent. That's what Ozzy Osbourne would be telling the American people right now. People worldwide, you need to repent. He'd be saying you need to listen to what Bradley's telling you in reference to Matthew 3:2. Guarantee it. Yeah, but here's Alice Cooper leading others to believe that friendship with the world is okay. You know, the bottom line, friends, is the world will love its own, won't it? Yep, absolutely, and it's exactly what they're doing. Wanted to highlight the fact that, too, we got little Carrie Underwood that wants to try to deceive the people into believing that she's a Christian as well. Again, the world will love its own. They will stand up and proclaim their version of Christianity, which is a lack thereof, by praising a dead devil worshiper. But you never hear them stand up for the gospel. Didn't Jesus say to he who denies me, the Father will also deny them? Yep. And you can see again where their affections lie. You can see where their fidelity lies, friends. And it's not with the Lord. It's with the people of the world. I wanted to highlight another one here for you really quick. We're going to probably pick this up for the 2 hours that I have for you tomorrow. I'm a little taken back by this one because Striper was used by the Lord for my ministry. I'm not going to take that away, but it is interesting to note how Michael Sweet now from Striper, he's a confused guy. He needs real friends, and all truth be told. He has a controversial tribute going out to Ozzy. Go ahead and check this out, folks.
Just days after the death of Ozzy Osbourne, a tribute post from Striper frontman Michael Sweet has sparked an unexpected wave of controversy. While many fans around the world are mourning the loss of the Prince of Darkness, Sweet's message added a new, emotional, and for some, uncomfortable layer to the conversation. On July 25th, Sweet posted on Facebook, writing, "Many thoughts and prayers to the Osbourne family. He sang these lyrics on the Master of Reality album. I believe he believed. God bless you, Ozzy." He was referring to the Black Sabbath song After Forever, a track known for its surprisingly pro-Christian lyrics. Sweet used that song as evidence that Ozzy, despite his dark image, had religious faith.
You can't even make it up, folks. You can't even make it up. That goes on for 3 more minutes. The people that supported Striper for being a Christian band are asking the question to Michael Sweet, what are you doing? There's no more distinction between right and wrong. There's this admixture. And I want to tell you, and Michael, if this gets to you somehow, brother, you better understand that there was a Nadab and an Abihu. Why do you always drop the hammer on issues? Because at the end of the day, we're all going to go there. So it's better for you to know the whole of the story now than just little bits of it and pieces of it so you don't take it seriously. You're going to answer for everything that you do and for everything that you don't do. Because again, it's appointed unto men once to die after, and after this, the judgment. The man that's ready to be used or the man that's ready for judgment is the man that longs to be free from his sin, not in his sin or his admixture to his sin. And going back to Michael, if this gets back to you, understand there's something called strange fire. And my friend, you're now beginning to be a partaker of that strange fire. You did it when you joined Boston. You did it in sort of the band when the band went out and when the band went out and actually started doing covers of Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, Over the Mountain. Guys, are you kidding me? No wonder why you're confused. No wonder why you have so many issues inside of your circle. Clean the house. Rid yourself of the little leaven that leaveth the whole lump. You need to repent and you need to get right with the Lord. Because we need to keep our eyes single, not double. Because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And the Bible tells us, let not that man think he'll receive anything of the Lord. Hey guys, read 2 Corinthians 5:10 when you get a moment. Also go over to Revelation 21 verse 8 when you get a moment as well. We sincerely love you by what we do. Folks, we need some help out there. Just want to let you know in every facet of the ministry, as well as support. So do consider becoming a son or a daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Talk to you later.